A week from today, on April 22nd, is Earth Day, an annual event to demonstrate support for environmental protection. Community journalist Megan Walsh shares how Humboldt County residents can participate.
Next Thursday is Earth Day. However, local environmentalists will be celebrating throughout next week. The North Coast Environmental Center is celebrating Earth Week with a trash-a-thon, with citizen science, direct action activism, and fundraising. Chelsea Pulliam shares how you can get involved.
I am the outreach coordinator for the North Coast Environmental Center, the NEC for short, and we are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, so we are one of the oldest environmental nonprofits here on the North Coast.
A trash-a-thon raises money for the number of pieces of trash picked up.
Yeah, so this is our second annual Trash-a-thon event. We created this event last year as our attempt at our first social distanced fundraiser and cleanup, and it went really well. So we're trying it again this year. So Trash-a-thon is our Earth Week celebration. It's similar to a walk-a-thon where people go out and they raise funds for each piece of trash that they pick up. And so it's a volunteer opportunity as well as a community fundraiser.
Anyone can volunteer, either as an individual or in small teams.
So the event itself is happening from April 19th to the 25th. It's next week. You can do a cleanup any day that week for Earth Week, but we're encouraging people to sign up by the 16th, which is this Friday, just so that people have time to reach out to people and get pledges and donations before they go out and do their cleanup. But it's not a hard and fast rule. If someone joins in a little late to the party, that's okay. But we are encouraging people to visit our website where they can sign up. So our website is yournec.org, yournec.org. And if you just go to our homepage, Trash-a-thon should be on the front page. But if you want to go directly to the link, it's yournec.org/Trash-a-thon 2021.
Leading up to the day of the cleanup, volunteers are encouraged to virtually collect pledges or donations from their network of families, friends, coworkers, and even businesses.
Yeah, so we're using a website called Rally Up. And so when you sign up, that's where you can register your cleanup team, or you can clean up as an individual. And then you can just send out, you kind of get your own page, fundraising page per team. And you can send that to your friends, your family, your coworkers, maybe even if you want to reach out to local businesses that you're connected with. And you can just let them know, hey, I'm doing a cleanup this week for Earth Week. All funds are going to sponsor the North Coast Environmental Center. And you can either do a flat rate donation. So if you just want to say I'm just going to give your team $20, that's great. Or if you want to do it per piece of trash, that's an option too through Rally Up. So we're saying anything from 5 cents to $5 per piece of trash is a recommended donation.
Pulliam explains how the NEC will utilize these funds earned.
A lot of this is for our coastal programs, which has a large focus on litter prevention and litter cleanup. And so we have year-round volunteer programs like Trash Trackers, Adopt-A-Block, and Adopt-A-Beach. We also have some litter prevention programs like our Butt-In Cigarette Litter Prevention Program and the Reduce Single-Use Pledge. And so those are things that we're, always trying to keep going and trying to fund for our different year-round programs.
To date, the NEC has picked up over 70,000 cigarette butts in our local region. The NEC is hoping folks can help document the types of trash they are finding so staff and volunteers track and neighborhood debris to find local waste patterns.
We have a strong focus on citizen science at the NEC. And so when you go out and do your cleanup, we actually encourage people to collect data on what trash they're finding and where. And you can either do that through an app called the NOAA Marine Debris Prevention app. And that's all on our website. And you can learn about how to use that. There's tutorials. Or we also have paper data cards that you can print out and then use on your cleanup. And this is really important because we're looking for trash patterns. And this way we start to see where is trash accumulating and where's the source of this trash? And then that way we can start focusing on programs that help prevent this trash from entering in our communities in the first place.
The global pandemic has had an adverse effect on all of humanity. And according to Pulliam, the environment, as cleanup crews have noticed pandemic-related trash flooding the streets.
Definitely, we've seen an uptick in that this year, and we do have some safety cleanup guidelines specifically related to PPE so that people are picking up that trash safely.
Cleaning up the environment can be rewarding and even more so during the trash-a-thon.
Prizes, always a good incentive. Everybody who is signing up and participates in Trashathon, all of our volunteers, they are going to be entered into a raffle and we'll have 5 winners and they will receive a $25 gift card from Eureka Natural Foods.
Although the NEC is located in Northern Humboldt, Pulliam hopes Southern Humboldt residents are interested in participating in making South County trashless.
Hope that people come out, and if you can't do a cleanup or you're not feeling comfortable getting out and doing a cleanup, you know, if you want to support us via donation, a lot of the teams, you might not recognize their names, but if you're not sure which team you'd like to donate to, we have a team NEC. So if you, you know, check out that link I mentioned again, yournec.org/trashathon2021, you can click on the donate button and then you can pick the NEC team and donate to that specifically, but it all goes to the same place. So whoever you want to donate to is fine. It just whoever gets the credit.
If you would like to sign up to learn other ways to celebrate Earth Week, you can visit www.yournec.org. You can also find a link to register on the KMUD News Facebook page. This is Megan Walsh reporting for KMUD.